Here we go. Daily Podcast, Tuesday, June 14th. And what in the world do we do on the show today? We started out with a dream home for yours truly. Heard about a horrible husband next. And Radiothon coming up on Friday. So, of course, we're promoting that like crazy. We attempted to hear your bad boss stories, but apparently people were too scared to fess up or snitch up, I guess you could say. Hold Your Head Up was in Song Stories today. Chris Epting, our musicologist and author buddy, he stopped by to talk Keith Moon. And seeing as our phoner didn't go as planned, we played Last Man Standing. Who would be that last man when it came to songs with animals in the title? Find out right here, right now. It's The Daily.
If you were with us yesterday, I was telling you about how a listener contacted me, wanted to know if he could co-host an hour of radio, and he was offering anywhere between $700 and $1,000 to do that for the Veterans Radiothon. And after I talked about it, somebody called in and offered $1,500. So we're keeping that auction live on the show. So if you would like, I will co-host with you. I will be your guide. We'll give you an hour of time. We could actually pre-record it if you want so that you could go home and be with your family and listen to you on the radio. If you would like to do that, well, call us here in the studio at 215-263-WMGK and top that $1,500 bid that we have right now.
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I was going to say, what if this ends up being the biggest event or promotion we have for this? It raises the most money more than anything. More corporations.
That would be great.
More than any anonymous donor.
Bigger than the Seeger guitar last year?
Yeah.
That crossed $6,000, right?
Yeah, something's crazy.
Yeah. So, no, that would be great. Speaking of money, do you have a spare $2
million? Oh, yeah, of course.
Because I found a house for you, Dave.
You did?
It's Arizona.
Okay.
All right, it's Scottsdale. Scottsdale, lots of great golf out there.
Okay, sure.
All right, 5 bedrooms, 3 baths. All right. It actually has, along with its basic, amenities,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, the kitchen, all of these baths, these bedrooms. It also has a speakeasy, a Dolby movie theater, a swimming pool with a waterfall grotto, a batting cage, and a karaoke disco room.
All right. Where's the catch?
There's a custom-built wiffle ball field.
Oh, my God. Dude.
When I saw this, I said, oh, my God, this is Scream Dave. Do you still have the ball field in your yard?
I do. It's in very bad disrepair.
Okay.
The sand lot looks better than my wiffle ball field.
The wiffle ball field complete with turf, chalk base lines, bases, a home run
foul
wall.
Foul ball?
It doesn't say foul ball. And a fully functional electrical scoreboard.
Wow. Dude, that's incredible.
If you buy it, I'll visit and bring snacks.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
This guy has got to win Douche of the Year. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. Rachel Waters is an American-born woman who now lives in China. Recently, she took to Facebook to find her boyfriend with whom she lived in Shenzhen after he didn't return from a trip to the UK in April.
Okay. That's scary.
That quest for the information ended up turning up more than she bargained for. Apparently, the dude, Paul McGee, had been working in China and got stuck there because of the pandemic. So he kicked up a relationship with Waters. When things loosened up, he went back home to the UK, where he decided to give it another go with his wife and his kids.
God, what a garbage human.
Nice.
Oh, man.
It seems like a phone call was the least he could have put out there, right? You know, hey, I'm sorry, I decided to stay here with my wife and kids.
Oops.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
We've been telling you about the Radiothon. It's just 3 days away. This coming Friday, we start at 6 o'clock in the morning, go to 6 o'clock in the evening, and are hoping that we are going to get lots of cash to work over, to hand over to the VMC, the Veterans Multi-Service Center. These people offer services like taking people from temporary housing to permanent housing, make sure that they have meals, groceries, benefit analysis, so that they're getting everything that they deserve, because getting through the VA is not an easy thing for a lot of vets to do. When we started working with them 16 years ago, there was one location. There are now six in three states. They're into Delaware, they're in New Jersey, and they're all over Pennsylvania. And they do so much good work, and this is why we're asking you to be part of it. And the way to be part of it is to make a donation. You can make that donation right now at WMGK.com or wait till Friday. Maybe you want to use it as a Father's Day gift and, you know, we'll put it on the air. Hey, you know, Bob is sending in $50 for his dad who served in the Navy. You know, we do that all the time. But please make a donation of some kind. I know money is tight right now. The market went down the toilet yesterday. All right, gas prices are insane. You must have $5 or $10 that you could off. I mean, and help a vet out. So please do what you can. And yesterday, I started talking about how we got this phone call from a guy, or we got a text from a guy who said that he was going to offer me between $700 and $1,000 to do a co-host a show with me. Mm-hmm. All right. And I said, well, look, I said, let me look into this. And we have this hour long program that we can give him on Sunday night. Right? And we were talking about it, and we get this phone call from, what was her name again?
Laura Bosick.
Laura Bosick. And Laura Bosick offered us, knowing that we had between $700 and $1,000, offered us $1,500. Mm-hmm. While we were playing Queen, this went down. Hi, who's this?
This is Rob from Horsham.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
So you're interested in the one-hour broadcast?
Yeah, I was the one who actually originally contacted you about
Okay. You're Rob English.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, yeah. You did the $700 to $1,000. I'm sorry that, you know, I am, but I'm not.
Right? Yeah, I know.
that we got more money. Are you calling in to up the bid?
I am calling in to up the bid.
Okay. All right. So I've got 15 now. What are you going to offer?
I'm going to offer 17.
Wow. 17. All right. 17. All right. Laura Bostick.
Bosick.
Yeah. Laura Bosick was the person who offered the 15.
Rob, just a heads up. I do expect Laura to call back, and so be prepared because she was asking if she can continue to wager yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try and keep up. I know I'm golfing on Thursday and Friday, so hopefully I'll be able to somehow call
and
get
playing?
In.
Dave and I are free on Thursday.
Wait, are you implying that there's bets to be had on this round of golf?
Well, you never know.
Yeah, dude, get it. Long and straight. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, you know what? Let me put you on hold. We'll get all your information. This way, if she ups it, we'll let you know.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, hold on. So we now have $1,700 for our one-hour broadcast. Want to be a disc jockey for an hour? You get to pick the music, anything you want from our library, introduce all the songs. We can pre-record it. I can be your co-host if you want me to. But we need cash. What are you going to offer?
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
So I read this article yesterday about people and their bosses. And basically, just because they're your boss doesn't mean that they're not an idiot.
Right.
All right. And, you know.
File upwards.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. And a higher pay rate doesn't always mean a higher intelligence. And as I'm going through this article, I'm reading these stories from people, and I got to figure that our listeners have stories that are equally as good.
Absolutely.
All right, about your bonehead boss. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Here's one story. I told my boss I was one-third through the work I had to do. He said that I better hurry up and catch up because the rest of the office was one-sixth through the work they had to do.
I'm not good at fractions or math, but it's pretty obvious.
Okay. My manager, who's in nursing school, thought women were pregnant for 12 months.
Nursing school.
You said nursing school.
Wow.
Well, yeah. All right.
Can you imagine that headache? 12 months of your wife being pregnant?
Oh, that would be hell.
My boss got angry and told me that he hired me because he thought I was going to run this company. I'm a graphic designer. So, what did your bonehead boss say? Do you have any stories from the past?
Not that he said, and it's the same guy that suspended me for eating a sandwich down the hall. I watched him from two studios over try to put a phone call on the board to record something, and he couldn't do it.
It's the best when your boss has to go to the front line.
He's scrambling, and he's got his hands on his head, like almost like he's pulling his hair out, and I'm just two studios away, just laughing. And there's no lights on in the studio that he's in, so
you're
he's
just
in
letting
the dark
him go.
Trying to do this. I'm just laughing in my studio.
I ain't going in to help. You're on your own, bro.
You got any?
Mine wasn't a boneheaded boss. It was more of a bump-headed boss because he had a Coke habit.
And those were the bumps?
he didn't like coffee. He needed something. And every day he would come in and just sort of slog into the office, shut the door, and then 2 hours later, hey, guys, hey, what's going on? How are those reports? All right, get them to me. It's going to be a fun day. Okay, oh, looking good. Yeah, this is great. I was like, dude, I need 5 more coffees now just to handle you.
Here's one more story. My boss wanted to charge $30 for 4 items we were selling and $70 for 8.
Oh, dear.
So what did your bonehead boss do? What did they come up with? Have you worked for a bonehead before?
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, your friend with a truck. They make junk disappear. Today is Rod Argent's birthday. Of course, Rod with the Zombies originally and did so much on his own with his own band, Argent. On the album All Together Now, probably one of his more famous songs, Hold Your Head Up. And it seems that holding his head up while recording that was one of the more difficult things to do. Although the song has lots of positive advice, during the recording session, well, I'll let Rod explain.
I really wasn't well. I got some food poisoning. And my girlfriend at the time, she'd gone away for the weekend, so I was staying in the house by myself, feeling terrible. And I was turning up at Abbey Road for the sessions each day to record this thing, feeling absolutely awful. So that's what I remember about the session.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Led Zeppelin crashed here, Rock and Roll Landmarks of North America. That's just one of the books that Chris Epting has put together, and he is joining us once again today. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Good to hear your voice, my friend.
All right. You're going to talk about an idol for Dave and I, a man that we just love, and just one of the great rock and roll characters of all time, Keith Moon. Gee, did he do something odd in America?
Keith Moon is one of those guys. I mean, you could obviously write a book about Keith Moon, you know, landmarks around the United States alone. My favorite one is in Flint, Michigan. The address is 2207 Bristol Road. It's still a little motel today. It's like a little airport motel. But back in 1968, it was a Holiday Inn.
Okay.
Not just any Holiday Inn. It was the Holiday Inn where on August 23rd, 1968, Keith Moon celebrated his 21st birthday. Who was on the road? That's where they were staying. And this is where he hijacked a Lincoln Continental from the parking lot.
Okay.
And drove it into the swimming pool, along with trashing. I mean, you've got to figure, in 1968, the band got a bill for $40,000 of damages with that Holiday Inn. In today's dollars, probably $1 million. And the Who, you know, in 68, they're still, you know, they're not...
They're not the Who yet. Right. Like, Tommy has come out. That's about it.
Monterey's happened. That was really their entree the year before. But they're still kind of a new band over here. But that's just, you know, I think it's 21 years old. What's classic about this incident is it's what got the Who banned from Holiday Inns all over the country. This literally, the chain banned them based on this incident. So they could never, ever stay. And I think to this day, it still holds up. Not that they would stay at one, but they haven't stayed at one again since 68. And that's why Keith Moon ushered in his 21st birthday, trashing the hotel, culminating with the Lincoln Continental driven into a full swimming pool. The pool, it makes it to the bottom of the pool. He easily could have drowned in this. But Keith Moon, at that point anyhow, was pretty much indestructible. And I've been to the place to and again, you stand at these places today, and they're just kind of anonymous and nondescript. You almost think there should be a little sign there that says this is where Keith Moon racked up.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Especially now that it's not a Holiday Inn. They could use whatever traffic they can get their hands on. But what gets me is I never realized, and obviously, why would they have a Lincoln Continental, that he stole it from the parking lot. And there had to be a fence around the pool. So he had to go through the fence, probably furniture, knocking that all out of the way, and then into the pool.
This is when you wish there were cell phones, you know, because can you imagine what would have been documented with Keith Moon alone? You know, I just think of the age, though. Think of yourself at 21 years old, you know, and it really is. It's just a crazy scene. But what a way to celebrate your 21st, doing it in style as only Keith Moon could do. So you got to pick your favorite Who song and play that right now.
Well, that's exactly what I'll do. He is Chris Epting. The book is Led Zeppelin Crashed Here, Rock and Roll Landmarks of North America.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It's now time for an exciting round of Last Man Standing. This is where we have a topic for songs, and every song, in this case, it's animals. So every song has to have an animal in the title to some extent, all right? Or has to have an animal in the title. And you could bet on any one of us, Dave, Steve, or myself. Just go to MGK, MGK, 645-645. Text in who you believe the winner's going to be, and we'll pick one person from the correct list, from the correct guesses, rather, and give you a pair of tickets to see comedians Rich Voss, Jim Florentine, and Don Jamieson all coming into Keswick Theater on December 16th. Tickets are available through keswicktheater.com. If I was betting, I would bet on Steve, because for some reason that's beyond us, he's won this time and time again, all right? I get frustrated, too. I got too many things going on in my head.
There's a large... My short-term memory is larger than both of yours.
All right.
Well, that's for sure. Got to go slide some weed your way. Get a nice handicap.
All right. So if you guys are ready...
Yeah.
All right. Here comes the sheep bed.
Oh, chills.
All right. Who's starting?
You.
Me? Okay. Black dog.
Diamond dog.
White rabbit.
Shot. The monkey.
Ooh, good
one. Hey, bulldog.
Okay.
Blackbird.
Black cow.
Ooh.
Oh. Eye of the tiger.
Wild horses.
And your bird can sing.
Free bird.
Peace frog.
Ooh, good one.
White bird.
Free as a bird. Beatles.
Okay.
Jeez. I'm living on the ground. Rock lobster.
Oh, I love that song. Rocky
Raccoon.
Oh, man. Hound dog.
Barracuda.
Oh, man. Good bust out.
A lot of sea creatures over here.
All right.
Me and you and a dog named Boo.
Wow. Who sings that? Good God.
Bo somebody.
Diddley.
Forget.
Bo Diddley.
Octopus's Garden. Let me join you, Dave, in the ocean.
Oh, nice. I like it. Cat scratch fever.
Good one.
Cats in the cradle.
Oh, damn it. Giving the dog a bone. Easy, okay. Easy.
What does the fox say?
Ah, I hate you.
Oh,
I was going to use that.
I
was going to use that.
Oh, God. Can I use animal?
No.
No? Okay, well, then I will have to use... oh, damn it. Come on. You oh, I screwed myself on asking about animal. Oh, and I had a perfect one to go with.
What was it?
What? When doves fly.
Okay, good. I wasn't going to use that. I hope you weren't either. Nope. Fox on the run.
Fox man. Freebird.
Already used it.
Yeah! Yes! Every time.
Steve does it every single time.
Yeah! Again.
Oh. Does it again.
Put the joint down.
Oh, man. Oh,
every
man.
Single time I knock myself out with a repeat.
Really?
Every time. I just can't stop.
Do you really do it
yes.
with a repeat?
Yeah. Check the tape. Every single time we play. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
I had like five more ready, too,
so
in the chamber.
I, so did I. And that's why I asked about animal, and then disgusting. And everything I had in the back of my head was just like, bye, we're leaving.
Likely story, gentlemen.
So Steve's got it. We'll find out who picked Steve, and they will walk away with tickets to see Rich Voss, Jim Florentine, and Don Jamieson.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Well, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.